of Jazz Fanfare as the second hand passes 2 a.m. telling us we're just about done. Man, we've been going through a whole 2 hour session. Russell in the mix with us, and man, we were definitely on the same vibe. Russell smoothed it out with those laid back, late night, feel good, soulful R&B, and then going back to that real soul.
The classic soul, the roots of it all.
Yeah, man. I was loving those remixes, like that, the Christopher Williams that sampled the Dwick beat, something else that sampled
there
Brandnubian.
There was some Showbiz and AG in there, okay. Brandnubian. That was funny how in the early 90s, like, all the R&B, like, hits, actually, well, on the remix, at least, they were sampling the current hip-hop hits from the underground, so, or the mainstream, even, because back then, you know, most of the stuff we love now used to be mainstream back then, but that's a whole other story, right?
Yeah, the ebb and the flow.
Yeah, solid stuff.
Yeah, man. And I gotta say, in your second set, it was kind of funny. We really did almost like collide on the same Willie Hutch track.
It was close. it was really close.
So we ended up playing two songs from
the
same
album, from Hold to My Lady.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was about to play the same one from you, but I was like, okay, it's a bit up tempo for my set, even though it's like more like, I guess on the UK they will call that a two-step track, the original two-step stuff. Not the two-step from the 90s.
Yeah, so it didn't fit in your set, fit just fine in mine.
So perfect. A world premiere, two tracks from the same LP on WeFun.
Well, I don't know. It's definitely not the first time that's happened, but it's the first time it's happened by coincidence like that in two different sets. Loving the Barquets track as well. And then that mini Ripperton.
Man. That track is overlooked because it's on the same LP that Inside My Love. So obviously everyone is playing Inside My Love.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. Like, there's that on that. And there's, is that the same LP that has Baby This Love I Have as well? So like you hear those tracks and then I just completely like mentally skipped over the title track.
It's a very good LP overall.
It is.
Need to go back to that one.
Yeah. Totally. And my track of the week definitely was that Savannah track, a nice kind of step in, kind of soulful track. A slight edit on that, but very true to the original. And Maserati, the humorous track of the night, Susie, girl, your voice is real sexy, but it sounds just like a man.
I love that one. I mean, hilarious.
You can read whatever into that. How you doing, Static? How's your night been?
Oh, I'm good. Just finishing up another birthday dinner.
Nice.
Well, yeah, birthday shout out to Miles, old high school friend, going way back.
Yeah, I was saying like in the event announcements at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of birthdays going on around now. It's almost as if like during the winter months, like something happens, and 9 months later. Not sure how that
it's
works.
It's all about January.
Maybe someone will explain it
you
to me someday.
Math, right? Yeah. Do the math. It all adds up.
Yep.
It's all mathematics.
So, speaking of breaking things down, do you want to run through the European tour dates real quick?
Yeah, we're starting we finally, like 2 years ago, we didn't even know how to say it. We're going to play first up the end of November. I'm just going to run through them. I forget the dates. In Wrocław, and then we're playing in Katowice. And then the first time in Copenhagen, we're touching down in Vienna, and where we passed through a lot lately. And then two shows in Bulgaria, actually one show and one workshop. We're going to be kind of breaking down how we approach DJing, like how we select, how we mix and all that in Bulgaria. So that's pretty interesting. How you funk, exactly. Yes. And then we'll end up in two staples, Zurich and then Hamburg, and we're trying to get one more in either Prague or Warsaw to round out the tour, and that's about it.
Nice.
Some new
cities in there. I'm excited about Katowice.
Jam-packed 2 weeks, yes.
Copenhagen. It's going to be fun, man. So if any of those shows are near you, we hope to see you out. It's the events are always crazy, and we kind of take our We Funk thing and fine-tune it for the dance floor. So come on, jam with us. Any other announcements from your side before we clock
out? I just got wind the little Big Trouble in Little in Vancouver is happening again. Shout out to B-Girl Kim Sato and the inimitable. Is that the word?
Inimitable.
Inimitable. Yes, okay. Easy for you to say. Scheme Richards will be representing Rocksteady and all that good stuff, and I'll be supporting Big Trouble, Little Vancouver. I had a couple of tricks. January 25th and 6th, 2-day event, and that's off the top of my head.
Cool.
European tour and that.
Well, I definitely want to mention we've kind of dropped hints for a few months now, but it's finally happening. We have a new collaboration T-shirt with Hantu Collective that is just about to launch. I got all the logistics hooked up, so look for that out on WeFunkRadio.com very soon. It's a Gil Scott Heron tribute shirt. The artwork is dope. Big shout out to Gio and Anga. It's a very fruitful collaboration, and I think you'll all enjoy the design. So go check it out.
And shout out to the whole Sheffield. Massive too.
For sure.
There's a show that I love. Last night we played
before
Sunday night, straight to the airport, but wow.
That's the way we do it.
Special. Check the videos.
All right, well, we're a few minutes past 2 a.m., and that about does it. We're going to vibe out over this Brian Auger and the Trinity version of the jazz classic Maiden Voyage. And to round out the show, a really nice remix of a Stevie Wonder classic, Uptight, as kind of mashed up with a Diodata track, I think, Skyscrapers. So fits real nice. It's all in key and everything. So enjoy that. And in the meantime, throughout the week, don't forget WeFunkRadio.com has you covered. Check out our radio stream and go dive into our archive. There's so much music there to discover.
You might get lost in it.
You might. But if you get lost,
just have a lot of time on your hands.
Just start clicking those little stars, and you'll be able to keep track of all those tracks that you that you discover and enjoy. And it'll help you keep your bearings.
Lost in music. I quit my 9-to-5.
Adventures in the land of music.
That's it.
There we go. Adventures in paradise. All right, folks, we're out of here. Have a good weekend. And tune in next Friday night. Peace.
Keep it locked.